NerdWatch Spoils edition of the NerdWatch podcast. This time, we are spoiling the heck out of the brand new Fantastic Four movie. I am joined by the one and only Format, and I am joined by the one and only Alika, the owner of Maui Comics and Collectibles. All three of us, I am G-Money, of course, and all three of us attended tonight's premiere of Fantastic Four. But before I do get into that, I do want to say something. I made an egregious error last week. Egregious error. Not last week, but on Tuesday.
Did you?
I did. Egregious error that needs to be corrected. On Tuesday, I did not recognize the passing of Rowdy Roddy Piper. And I should have, and I apologize for that. Rowdy Roddy Piper, just to let you know, was a huge influence on my young life, and
for a lot of us, actually.
Yeah, he was a huge influence for me. Matter of fact, I'm a big wrestling fan from WrestleMania 2. I went back and watched WrestleMania 1.
Well, what year was WrestleMania 2?
86, I believe it was, because the first one was 85. But anyway, everybody says that, you know, Hulk Hogan carried two companies on his back, and he did. That's very true, and much props to Hogan, even in this time of great despair in his life. But without Roddy Piper, without a hero, you know, I should say, without a good villain, you can't have a good hero.
And he was one of the best.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper was probably one of the best heels in the business. So big influence on my life. His wrestling match between Bret Hart and Roddy Piper in WrestleMania 3 was a huge influence on my life as well. He made me love and respect wrestling. He made me love the bad guy. So for my egregious error, I do apologize. So before moving forward, Roddy Piper, you shall be missed. You're loved more than you know, and without a doubt, we will be kicking a lot of tail for you down here, and we will be honoring your name for sure. And They Live, probably one of the best movies he ever did. And John Carpenter, ironically enough, the director of that film, said Roddy Piper was a very underrated actor, and he should have been working more in Hollywood. So big ups to Roddy Piper. Anyway, was that good enough for him? Anything you'd like to share?
No, it was good.
Was that good? How about you?
A moment of silence doesn't really work on the radio.
Right, absolutely. It's not like I can ring a bell for a 10 count or anything.
We'll do cricket chirps.
There you go. Roddy Piper, you shall be missed, sir. Moving on. Tonight, we went to go see the premiere of Fantastic Four. The newest film from Josh Trank, brought out by 20th Century Fox, 21st Century Fox, I believe now. So let's get right into it. Let's not waste any time and fool around or anything. So, Alika, we'll start with you tonight. What were your impressions of Fantastic Four?
Like, I wasn't expecting much going in. I don't think anybody going in to see this movie is...
Right.
Josh Trank sent out a tweet right before we entered the theater saying, I'm not responsible for this.
Piece of crap.
I know, not in such kind of words, but...
A year ago, I had a much better movie.
Yeah.
And I guess you could kind of see it, too, in the way it was kind of choppy.
Format didn't bring up a good point when I posted it on the NerdWatch, facebook.com/the NerdWatch. He didn't make a good point. He said the posting of that tweet was suspicious considering the fact that all of the bad reviews had come in. So maybe he was trying to play a little defense because of that. So I don't know. Maybe it's possible.
Yeah, that's just his way of saying, I make good movies.
That's right.
Not this one. Well, but I do make them.
Right.
The thing is, like, the visuals were really good. Like, you know, when they were in the other dimension and you had Doom in front of that pillar of light and stuff. Those were some really good visuals. I was really enjoying those scenes.
Right.
But those are the visuals that we had a year ago.
Very true.
So,
let's start from the beginning, Alika, with you.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four. At the start of the film, where were you? Were you excited? Were you looking forward to it? Where were you?
Like, I was buying the characters a little more than I thought I would at the beginning when they were getting into everybody's backstory. And then I was like, we're spending a little too much time getting to know these guys now.
Right.
Like, all the reviews are basically true that came out. We're basically, you're just waiting the whole movie for them to, you know, become the four, and then the movie ends.
Right. Absolutely.
It was
right.
Just like...
It felt to me as if it didn't know where to start, and it didn't know where to end. Like, it didn't know, and it was, the irony of it was, it didn't know where to be, to start the story of the four, and it doesn't know exactly where to end it. So, the other thing that I had I don't know, and maybe you pick up on this, the other thing I had a problem with was, we didn't have to start them out as youngsters, which was kind of strange. I think they were trying to build a relationship between Ben and Reed, which was fine, I guess.
Yeah.
That's okay. I got that. It just felt so, I don't know. I felt really forced because at the very beginning of the movie, he goes into Ben Grimm's auto parts junkyard and gets found by Ben in the very beginning. Oh, you know, I'm looking for. Oh, you're from school because Ben. You're building that teleporter. I just need a power converter. You want to come see it? And then they're like friends for life, which was like, okay, maybe I get it. Whatever.
That's the other odd thing is Tim Heidecker was in that movie. I don't know if you guys know.
Yes, I got. I know who Tim Heidecker is.
At the last end credit, I was like, where the hell was he?
Yeah.
Apparently he was in like Ben Grimm's trailer park, I think.
Yes.
That entourage.
Yes.
I did not catch him in that movie.
Well, the weird thing was is that it just felt like, it felt as if it was on the movie throughout the entire runtime, just was not an up and down thing. It was just on this straight level, like going in one direction, not doing anything weird, or it just didn't feel that way to me. As far as the comic books, because that's just where you're the expert, Alika, where do you see, what did you see? What errors did you see?
I mean, it's not so much errors. Like, now when you're watching movies, everybody's given into the multiverse. And that's what kind of gave me peace while watching this, is just like, this is just another version of the Fantastic Four.
Correct.
Because, you know, everybody, when they first saw the pictures, I think we had months to get over the nerd rage. The fact that Doom is like this organo-electric thing now. Powers of omnipotence. And,
right.
You know, it's not just like this power-hungry, you know, despot with an iron mask, which is what we want. We want the classic Doom costume.
Of course we do.
I mean, they tried to do the colors like green and whatever.
It just felt, even the Doom character didn't even feel like, you don't know his intent.
He was so despondent and detached, and
it
was just like, he just felt isolated.
Yeah.
It's like, if maybe Sue would have paid attention to him, he wouldn't have been so evil.
Yeah, and I know that there's a love story between those two in the comic and such
like
that.
Yeah, I mean,
we know that.
They play that angle to get the jealousy and the rage of, you know, Reed Richards.
Right, but it just never feels like it went anywhere, which is really strange. So, when we get to the action sequences, when we finally get to them getting together, what did you think it worked well, or?
I like Thing. I thought he was probably the best special effects for Thing so far, because they made the rock noises when he moved. And that's, I think, what was missing from the previous movies, is like, when you saw Michael Chiklis moving in the suit, you didn't hear any rocks rubbing against each other. You're like, you think Thing would sound like, you know.
It's a good point.
You know?
Never
so I thought that was a good touch. And
the walking avalanche.
The walking avalanche, for sure.
And a lot of people were complaining about the absence of pants, but it's like, I watched Watchmen. You know, a guy not having pants is not going to distract me from watching the movie, you know?
Right, but of course everybody wants him to be wearing the stupid
pants. No, well, we all know this is Fox, so they're not going to be wearing costumes anytime soon. So I kind of made peace with the fact that he didn't have pants either. Who cares?
Well, see, maybe you should revisit the X-Men then, I'm telling you.
I don't think I'm still going to get mad when I watch it.
All right, format. Moving on to you, sir. What did you think? You and I were watching it together there. What did you think of the Fantastic Four?
I thought it was droll, drab, monotone, both in color and acting ability. Everything that was in that movie could have been done in a flashback, and then we could have gotten the real movie that we wanted.
The build-up could have been all
flashback. All of that could have been like a 10-minute flashback, or, you know, just something, you know, a couple years ago, this happened to me and my friends, and a movie.
Right.
No, we didn't get any of that. We got something completely different. We spent about 60% of the movie underneath the Baxter Building, then another 30% of the movie in a base. Right? That was it.
Well, and that's the other thing. Okay, that maybe that's one thing that bothered me is that at the end they didn't end up in the Baxter Building.
Right.
Or, you know, they just in some house on the hills. That's not where they, you know, they're in the city. Right. They're in the Baxter Building.
Right.
They're, you know, on Main Street. People know who they are.
Right.
No, they ended up in Central City, which was really, really weird.
I'm like, Central, what?
Yeah, that was really strange to me. But anyway, okay. So to cling on to everybody's point here, let me start with from the beginning. First off, this movie was an hour and 35, maybe an hour and 40 minutes long.
That's the good thing about it. It was pretty short.
The bad thing is, for me, it felt like it was like longer than an Avengers movie. True, yeah. It felt like longer than an Avengers movie. Miles Teller, the guy who played Reed Richards, Kate Mara, who played Sue Storm, Michael B. Jordan, who played Johnny Storm, and then Ben Grimm, who was played by Jamie Bell, just everybody didn't seem to mesh at all. Like, there was zero emotion between anybody, really. I mean, there was...
Yeah, like the Sue Storm and Reed Richards thing didn't really...
Nothing really clicked. Nothing really clicked. So when...
A lot of that movie didn't make sense. When do high-end scientific officials go trolling the science fair?
Trolling a high school science fair?
Well, no, I mean, you know...
It's
a comic book movie you can buy that maybe by chance he was in. Maybe he wasn't trolling. Maybe he was there with his daughter looking at things.
I got a Thursday free. You want to go check out the high school?
Check it out.
What really bothered me is, though, that main government guy who has always seemed to be chewing something that you couldn't see.
Yes.
He kept on rolling his jaw like he was chewing something.
You mean the man who would have been leader in The Incredible Hulk? That's Tim Blake Nelson. That was him. Geez. He would have been leader in The Incredible Hulk. You're right, because he's always looks like he's chewing on something, or his jaw.
It was driving me nuts.
His jaw was like coming out of place or something. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Starting from the beginning, you're right, though. When we see Ben Grimm and Reed Richards in the high school, science fair or what have you, and his high school teachers go, "You fail, and you're paying for the backboard because of your stupid science experiment." And all of a sudden,
we saw what you really did, son.
Sue Storm has a camera, and she's just gonna flick the picture of the one part that we need to make this thing work. Like, what? Here's what I was expecting. I was expecting for them to say something to the effect of, "We have gotten signals from this thing that you built, Reed, and we saw that you've been transporting stuff back and forth to where we're going." You know, something that would say we're here for a purpose.
It would have been super cool if Sue had, instead of that vial of rocks, if she said, "Here's the car you teleported.
Right, here's the car that we found that was there."
That would have been dope.
We would have seen that it would have led back to you. Something like that.
Yeah.
Instead of just trolling the science fair, which was really really strange.
We got this mysterious vial of sand that analyzes from nowhere on Earth.
Yeah, right.
Even though you think it's from China.
Right. And that just, it felt really strange to me. The second thing is that... when we're gathering the team together from Doom, I don't know his name. I'm going to have to find it. The guy who played Victor Von Doom.
I tried to look at I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm glad they dropped Domashev. Yeah. At least there's that.
No, I love the fact that when
that was going to be Doom's name.
Yeah.
Right. I love the
Victor,
fact.
Victor Domashev.
At least he is Victor Von Doom.
He's supposed to be a blogger from... Yeah. Some place, Connecticut or something.
Right, like, and but now he was a scientist.
Right, now he's a scientist. He's a legit child prodigy.
Right.
Who...
You know, maybe that's one relationship that kind of played up the right way was between Reed and Victor.
Yeah.
They both disliked each other. They were both not likable characters. Although I liked Miles Teller as Reed. He's probably the strongest performance.
I didn't get that Reed didn't like him. I just got
Reed is a... innocent in this
movie. Yeah, yeah, he's like completely oblivious to anything.
He'll get along with anybody, but then...
Yeah, his name is Toby Cabell. He played Victor Von Doom. The thing is that when they're discussing, since we know that Victor Von Doom has been working with all of these guys before, when Kate Mara just drops the bomb when they're in that room together, and they're talking about how they're going to do the matter. Well, they don't even explain it too well. Like, it's not them shuttling out into space. They're transferring matter into another universe or to another dimension.
The negative zone, the zero planet. Well, they
call
it Planet Zero in the movie, but it's supposed to, you know, allude to at least something that was in the comics before.
Right.
Because, you know, the origin is they go into space, get their powers by, you know, cosmic radiation or whatever.
Right, right.
But, you know, a lot of people didn't really mind that it was they were going to the negative zone.
But when Toby Cabell is in the room with all of them and he's telling them these are the things that could happen, and all of a sudden Kate Mara or Sue Storm out of nowhere goes, "Boy, you're a real Doctor Doom." I was like, oh, I lost it.
Yeah.
I totally was like,
no,
are you
well, if you're
me?
Talking about that kind of moment, the very end where they're like, "What did, have you said the word fantastic? I'd never thought of that word before."
Yeah.
You know,
it's like they're going, oh my gosh, groaning. This is what we're in for. Here's the thing.
I heard people groan in the theater, by the way.
Oh, that
was probably us.
That was us. Here's the thing.
Go ahead. No, I was just about to jump on the Deadpool trailer because I was like, that's a really good part of that movie.
I tell you what, that Deadpool trailer was the clean Deadpool trailer.
Still worth seeing on the big screen.
It was definitely worth it. It was very cool.
It looks so weird.
It does. But here's the thing. With getting back to Fantastic Four. No. That goes to your point of how much we didn't like the movie. Like, we don't want to talk about it.
The thing is, I enjoyed myself in the theater. I don't want people to think that this is like a painful experience. I mean, if you're a Fantastic Four diehard, then for sure it will be a painful experience. Mm-hmm. But if you enjoy comic book movies and sci-fi movies and enjoy that kind of stuff, and there's a lot to see. I mean, I enjoy watching things sometimes just for the visuals, and this movie certainly has a lot of that.
Can I tell you that right now that you're wrong? This movie, this movie was so bad. Like, here's the thing. It's like, it's never happy, it's never sad, it's just monotone. It's just this one emotion the whole way through. And you know, now I was telling Foreman on the way over here, now I know why the commercials and the trailers were the way they were. Remember how funny they were?
To make
or
it
really
seem
stupid?
Like there was a lot of...
There's a lot of humor in it? That's why. Because there wasn't any.
There was maybe one interaction between Human Torch and Thing.
Right, right.
And that was at the end anyways, too.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's like, Michael B. Jordan was bad. He was so bad that, you know, he never has fun with the character. And I mean,
Human Torch is supposed to be that cocky guy.
Right.
We didn't see him get really overly super cocky, you know what I mean?
Right. And I think what bummed me out the most was is that once they finally decide to transport themselves to the other dimension, right? And they get their powers, okay? I think what really kind of bummed me out is that now they've been experimented on, and then Reed Richards escapes the facility. We flash to a year later after he leaves, but yet everybody is still the same emotionally. And the only person that actually makes sense for is Ben Grimm, because he's ticked off that Reed Richards left him and betrayed him.
Yeah.
But for Johnny Storm and for Sue Storm to be so ticked off makes zero sense, number one, because they're saying that they're going to stick around at that base with those guys because they are going to find a cure. That makes zero sense because they're the ones who built the thing in the first place. They should know more about the dimension than the military guys do. It just didn't... nothing seemed to mesh.
Yeah.
It made... that just made zero sense to me.
It's kind of propped up.
Right. And then after 1 year, don't you think you'd have a little more fun with the powers that you have, that you know you have? Sue was so depressed about it. At least Johnny was a little bit excited about, hey, I'm going to be able to use
his powers.
Yeah, he wants to use it, but he never had fun with it. He just wanted to be like, wanted to do something.
Chris Evans, Human Torch.
Chris Evans,
so much better.
Human Torch
that's
was
true.
So much
he had
better.
So much fun with,
and
with
him
the character.
Michael Chiklis, that was a good dynamic.
Yeah, that was a great dynamic.
That's weird that this movie makes you appreciate the
right?
It really does. It makes you appreciate the other two Fantastic Four movies. I am so ticked and I'm so upset because I was walking in thinking to myself that this was going to be at least somewhat of a reboot that we could have a jumping off point for the Fantastic Four. It just seems to me that the ending just was felt tacked on. Like, we don't really know why Doom is, or why Victor Von Doom is so ticked off and why he feels
so despondent and why he doesn't even feel human even before the accident, you know?
And by the way, spoiler, the Fantastic Four, who are not technically the Fantastic Four in the movie, they have decided, or they didn't decide, they killed their nemesis. Big spoiler, he's done.
Yeah, they vaporized
him. They vaporized him. And I'm thinking to myself.
And that's the one part that really bothered me, because he's in this column of transporting energy light stuff.
Right, that he's sucking up Earth with.
But we already know, they've made it abundantly clear, they like smacked us in the head with it, that his own willpower is controlling that vortex.
Right.
He somehow gets sucked into the vortex, and right at that moment I'm like thinking, you can't tickle yourself, you can't destroy yourself in a whirl of vortex of energy that you're creating with your own will.
Right.
The second he touched it, he would have been like, oh, I better stop making this vortex.
Right. I mean, the only thing that I could think of was at that ridiculous time was, is that maybe when Sue Storm covered the fireballs with her shield.
Yeah, to get him closer to
maybe
him.
Maybe she did the same thing to him, but they never really explained it. That was completely unclear. I could not agree more. It made zero sense. So, like, you're right about one thing. The cool thing was that the way he could control the rocks and things in that dimension were really cool. I dug that.
The effects were...
The visuals were really neat. I hated the way Victor Von Doom looked. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a Doom.
He wasn't even a Doom. And
they could have named him another villain. I would have been like...
Would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
It would have been completely fine with it. So that made zero sense. I was just disappointed that this whole movie just
so mad.
He's furious.
I'm upset. I was so
upset. I paid for your ticket.
Like, I went in there with the lowest possible expectations, so I was able to like happily enjoy myself and just be like, yeah, they're messing it up, but you know.
But you know, in this
I'm out of the house.
I'm watching millions of dollars worth of special effects.
But in this amount of time, could you have grown some kind of relationship between the four?
I know.
I felt like that's the other thing. Going back to the very beginning, like when Reed Richards calls Ben on the phone and like, "Hey, Ben, come down here, man. You're gonna have to be a part of this." And he's sleeping, like, "What are you talking about? You're coming to another dimension with us, man. Because I'm a drunk idiot." Like, what the what?
Yeah.
I was just sitting there going, are we really doing this to these guys? I don't know. I mean, format, you got to help me out here. Am I off my rocker?
No, that was pretty meh.
You're doing the response that everyone else is restraining.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to take the Zen approach and be like, it was just a movie.
Yeah, you're right.
I was being very, you know.
Well, you're wrong, sir. Get angry.
I know.
Get upset.
Yeah. I'm done getting angry at Fox for messing up my movies.
Maybe you're right. Alika was right. Last week he did say something, and Gannon too said this last week as well. Our generation may have missed the boat on the Fantastic Four. It's a possibility that we weren't part of that whole culture. But the thing is that if that's the case, then why are we making movies about it?
Because it's the flagship title for the age of the superheroes and, you know, the Marvel Universe and everything.
So then why is it that they keep screwing this up? I mean, I just don't understand.
Well, like, the same reason you just said before is it's our generation missed the boat on it. There's just this disconnect that we can't clear this gap. Like, the Fantastic Four launched everything, but as soon as it was, like, it was one of the weakest performing titles from after Copper Age on and, like, after that burn run, and then everything started to peter out in the 300s, and then they almost canceled it a couple times, you know?
Well, now
and then they finally did.
Now I know why Marvel has officially discontinued them. Now in the comics,
it started risen and fallen a long time ago. Yeah,
but here's the thing: it's like I don't know how hard it is to create a relationship between the people that we're supposed to care about. I mean, the Avengers does it. I think the Avengers does it really well, and they have way more characters in this.
This is what I'm thinking: is people really avoid the, you know, trying to make it dated, you know, like the Fantastic Four is a project, you know, product of the 60s and stuff. Just go full 60s with it, you know, give them the costumes, have it in this during the space race.
I could see that.
Let's, you know, we can handle it. We're grown-ups. We, you know, we don't have to relate to it on a hacker bio dimension traveling.
I could see it
level.
Being like so much more fun if they had gone that direction.
And you know what? You're absolutely right, because the best line in that film is delivered by Victor Von Doom when they're sitting in there drinking before they decide to jump into the machine to go into the other dimension, where he says, "Everybody knows who Buzz Aldrin is, and everybody knows."
Yeah, nobody knows.
And
who.
Do you know who built the Apollo? No, nobody does. We did. We all did. We're the guys. We're gonna be those guys that no one's gonna. We're
sitting
gonna
in a bar, telling somebody. I sent guys to the moon.
I sent guys to the moon. And that was a really cool speech.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself,
I appreciated that.
I totally appreciated that. And I was sitting there saying, wow, there was just, there was a, that one glimpse of brilliance in that film. And like, you're, what you said is right. I could have totally seen this movie done in a 60s fashion. I could see that the Fantastic Four could be connected to the other universes in that respect, to where they're looked upon as the forefathers of who they are now.
Well, I mean, that would be kind of like the role they play anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
But speaking about that connecting dimensions thing, this dimension hopping aspect, I don't know if you guys have been following like the chatter that's going on. Like they're talking about
please,
how the X-Men and Fantastic Four were supposed to cross and do a crossover movie eventually.
Right.
And then they completely distanced the universes, I think today or yesterday, by saying these entities exist in different dimensions. Fantastic Four live in a dimension where there's no mutants. The X-Men live in a dimension where there's no Fantastic Four.
Wow.
And so it seemed to close the door on it. But then you're like sitting in the movie thinking, yeah, but the Fantastic Four can dimension hop.
Right, they can.
So that kind of like...
doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like they just closed the door, but they kind of just blew it wide open, because now the Fantastic Four are just going to jump to the X-Men's dimension and be like, hey guys, what's up?
Right. Now here's the thing. As far
and I'm not going to be overwhelmed by that movie, but...
I feel that this movie is going to tank at the box office, number one. I feel this movie is going to get such bad word of mouth.
They're already setting it up to tank. That's why I was trying to be positive for it. I mean, at least...
but here's,
some people go see it.
But here's what's even worse. Here's what's even worse. After this performance, at least in my mind, correct me if you guys don't agree with me, please let me know. I think they're going to have to reboot it again after this.
We should be so lucky if they do reboot it again.
If they ever do.
I think they're done, dude.
I think if they ever do. Because I do not see this working. I can't believe that I am sitting here reminiscing about how good Fantastic Four and Fantastic Four Age of the Silver Surfer was. Or Rise of the Silver Surfer was. Rise of the Silver Surfer was a better movie than this.
Imagine if they did a full-out 60s Fantastic Four. Maybe did like the first two issues and then jumped right into the Galactus Saga.
Oh, that would be so sick. That would be sick. I am so... I cannot believe that we were... I mean, for me at least, maybe even for me.
Marvel Phase 4, prequel, Fantastic Four.
I cannot believe. Maybe this is...
that would be cool.
Listen, maybe this is what... maybe this is what Marvel's banking on. Because after this, the Fantastic Four property is going to be something that Marvel can get back fairly cheaply from Fox. If you think about it.
They keep messing up movies like this.
But I don't understand why you keep messing up movies like this. If you want this property, right? Why is it that you keep doing this?
It's just frustrating because it's like a room full of comic book fans could write a better movie. A bunch of cosplayers and people with a YouTube channel can make a better preview.
Right.
Like, the costumes are amazing. Like, you know, we saw like a cosplayer do Apocalypse. And you look at the Apocalypse that we're going to get in the movie, and he looks like Ivan Ooze.
From Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, like, so bad.
I just don't understand why it is so... Why they had to... Listen, and this could be Josh Trank's fault for the direction of the film, but and maybe even the writing, but why is it that we couldn't get some kind of entertainment from them? Why couldn't they have a good time? Why was that not okay? Like... it just felt that we were stuck in a base the whole time, and she was constantly looking for Reed Richards. And then, of course, Sue Storm's dad dies, and you know, and that's really depressing. The whole movie felt depressing. I was so depressed. Like I said, this movie was an hour and 45 minutes long, if that, and it felt like 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was bad. Anyway, I'm done with my diatribe. So let's go around the table, shall we? Alika, sir, if you were to give this a star rating, where would you put Fantastic Four?
1.5?
1.5. 1.5 stars. Okay.
I would still go see it, though.
Would you really?
The Deadpool trailer's in there, too.
Oh,
we didn't really cover that, but...
okay, well, we can after we give it our ratings. Next, format, where would you put the Fantastic Four?
Can we do negative?
Well, I think
you left that movie feeling wrong.
I felt insulted when I left. Like, a lot of the jokes were like anti-nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally. Dorky guy. It's like, what?
Yeah, like they had the two jocks and the two nerds.
Yeah, I'm
and
like,
Sue Storm was just kind of like that? Just like mean, but we were supposed to not notice it. I don't know.
Right, and then there was By the way, speaking of that, we'll get back to your thing in a second. Speaking of the relationships, I felt zero love between Sue and her brother, Johnny.
Well, they tried to do that little scene before they went the last time to the zone or whatever.
I guess.
And they did that little, you know, that little exchange, but it was like, what was that?
Yeah, it just felt like there was zero love for one another, and like, I just felt this total resentment, and he felt like...
That's actually the only time they really spoke to the relationship, actually.
They did, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And when the dad goes, protect each other.
That's right, right.
Yeah. I think that was by design, though.
That they're supposed to be distant from each
other? Yeah, because they totally don't relate to each other on any level. It's obvious that Sue keeps track of Johnny because she knew that he goes out racing and stuff like that.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. I didn't know we were going to get all Fast and Furious in the very beginning of the Fantastic Four movie.
But yeah, it's you can see that Sue keeps tabs on her brother, but Johnny, you know, Franklin dotes so much on Sue that Johnny feels left out.
That's because he's in.
So that's why he lashes out and does things. Because
she's
aren't
in the element with him,
right? Exactly. You know?
And like when she comes up to him and goes, "Were you?" When he's got the cast on, "Were you racing again?" I was like, "Oh, so bad, so bad."
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh my god, so bad. Anyway, I mean, it was so bad. Anyway, get back to your rating. Where would you put it? Half a star is the lowest you can go.
Half? I can't do like half of a half.
Half a star.
No, I'll do half a star.
Half a star. Wow. I am going to...
5 star.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Since you always have a habit of trying to raise it.
Raise the stakes a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you...
So we're going to average out at 3 stars. You're going to 6-star this,
order
right?
Of Fantastic Four movies. First off, I'm going to tell you that my number one Fantastic Four movie is Rise of the Silver Surfer. My second one is Fantastic Four. And this one is way, way at the bottom at number 3. I am going to give... I'm going to be generous here. I'm going to give this movie 1.5 stars, just like you. I thought the effects were good. I thought that the effects were interesting to watch. I thought I got to give them props for the thing. He looked good. He sounded really cool. You're absolutely right. Something that I did notice but didn't think about talking about. He sounded like the way he was supposed to. By the way, we never got the scene in the trailer where he's deploying from the plane.
Yeah, he drops. Yeah,
never got that. Don't know what that was about. Never got it.
I know.
Maybe that's the movie in that was a year
ago. The train cut that was tough. That was
maybe
so
that's
great.
The train cut that was so great. Yep. Other than that, no one had fun. I thought everybody's acting, they phoned it in. I thought everybody was terrible. The guy who played Doom was horrendous.
All these poor little kids that want to go see this movie are just
Oh man, they're going to be so depressed. They're going to be sleeping in their
kids
seats.
Kids don't care, but that's the thing is kids don't care though.
No, but that's good.
They don't care if there's a plot. They just want to see explosions and
rock, but they're not going to get
but
any
not
of that.
Get any of that
until the very end.
That's right. They're going to be sleeping by the time we get
and then boom,
well,
they're going
to
wake up and
it's
be
a good
like,
thing
oh,
I didn't
it's
take
over.
My son to this because you know Pixels kept him you know busy.
Right.
This one probably definitely would.
This one will put him to sleep, guaranteed. This movie is a cure for insomnia. If you have insomnia, you should watch The Fantastic Four. You
should. Bring a blanket.
Bring a blanket. anyway, I'm going to give it 1.5 just because Ben Grimm was, or the thing was good. Everybody else, I thought the acting was hackneyed. There was no performances brought out by the director or the writers, and it just felt everybody was just phoning it in, trying to get it done. And maybe that's not their fault, because maybe there was a clashing of a writer and director, or maybe there's a
maybe
clashing
you just
of production.
Got a big studio like Fox saying all this crap to these guys that doesn't need to be in there and trying to control everything.
That is true. It's
like a comic book movie. You gotta leave it to the people who know it, you know?
Yeah. No one said anything, though.
Right.
No, Michael B. Jordan didn't say anything. Miles Teller didn't say anything.
Nope.
None of the actors said there was
actors,
any.
The onus isn't on them to be like, you know, the gatekeeper fans. Like, no, you must not touch this sacred text.
No, but I mean, they didn't say anything to the point where like when you see them out and about promoting the movie,
right?
It's all good things,
right? Yeah.
what I saw was not good things.
Right, right. And of course they're doing
so
good job.
So wait, are you faulting them with not going around saying, our movie's crap, guys, don't go see it?
No, I mean, not to that extent, but seeing things like, yeah, you know, certain things were altered in order to fit this and this and that, you know.
Right.
But I think
they're making,
maybe
they're
part
making
of the,
excuses from before the movie was out anyway.
And they were, and that's very true. And, you know, the onus isn't on them to make those statements, but at least they could have said, like, something to the effect of they're making there's a different vision for the Fantastic Four.
I think they were trying to break it to us easy the entire time that they had a different vision for it.
You might be right,
you know,
about that.
But it was just the vision was.
By the way, we never got the cut of Ben Grimm hitting the baseball into the Grimm sign.
Yeah, that's right.
This thing must have been cut like
crazy.
We didn't get that scene either, so I really don't know. Maybe there's a longer, more boring cut out that's going to come out on Blu-ray.
Well, I hope they cut out the childhood scenes because I could have done without that.
A three-hour movie that makes me feel like
The Little Rascals featuring Reed Richards.
So dumb.
And Ben Grimm.
So, yeah, I think that averages out to about one star. It's a one-star movie. I can't believe it. I was so looking forward to this being good. I cannot believe how bad it really, really was. But
I don't understand why. Why it keeps being bad, though, Fox.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Why does it keep being bad? This is I'm telling you what, Marvel is cheering this as we speak over at Disney. They're cheering the fact that this movie sucks. That's a guarantee.
I don't know how much they care about the Fantastic Four coming back to their universe.
Well, I tell you what, it's not about coming back to the universe. I think they just want the property back regardless.
It would be good. You know, if Marvel Disney had Fantastic Four, and I never thought in a million years I would say this about Disney, but now it's like I'm kind of glad that Disney owns Marvel because they're that right. They know that sweet spot of sentimentality and kitsch,
yeah.
But they know how to push it. They know how to edge into the future slowly, but comfortably for fans.
Right.
Like the Marvel comics are doing good right now, and that, you know.
Right. But here's the thing: it seems to me as if a few months ago, we were so worried about Ant-Man. So worried about Ant-Man.
I wasn't. I trusted Paul Rudd to do his thing.
I was worried. And I was more worried about this than Fantastic Four. Maybe just because I didn't care about Fantastic Four.
Nobody cared about it. Remember, we were like, when does it come out? Oh, is it next week? There's no hoopla. There's no, like, excitement.
Yeah.
So I think we all weren't expecting much.
I guess not. But that's a definite half-star movie for me. And, I mean, one-and-a-half-star movie for me. I don't even know what to say about it other than that. Moving on, though, from the Fantastic Four. Whatever you do, do not waste your time, do not waste your money on the Fantastic Four this weekend. It is an absolute flop. Go watch something
else. Wait, unless
else.
You want to see the Deadpool trailer on the big screen, which
That's
is kind of cool.
Okay.
If you want to watch the Deadpool trailer, go see Mission Impossible, because it's on that.
That is on it?
Oh, I came late to Mission Impossible.
You did come late.
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You did. So let's.
Oh, yeah, go see Mission Impossible.
Much better movie. Much better. Speaking of the Deadpool trailer you saw for the first time, did you enjoy it?
Well, I saw the red band and everything. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, and it was just seeing it on the big screen. You know, you're just excited finally to see Deadpool up there.
But how's the altering of the lines and stuff? I'm so turned on right now. Instead of
That's fine.
I thought that was really weird. Though once you see the red band trailer,
now we're gonna know what the for TV edit is gonna
be. I'm very
no bullets to the head, just bodies falling.
Bodies falling, no bullets to the head.
I mean, you noticed what was edited out.
Oh yeah, but I mean,
you know, it's a Fantastic Four movie. It's not rated to put that in front.
No,
of
No, of course not. Of course, I completely agree. Yeah. I will say this: I did find that trailer was more entertaining than the whole of Fantastic Four. That trailer was more entertaining.
I got
than Fantastic
something
Four.
Out of Fantastic Four, but you're right. Like Deadpool trailer was the highlight of being there. For
yeah, absolutely was, no doubt about it. This is I'm telling you right now, gentlemen, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the way Apocalypse is going for Fox, I think Deadpool may be its last bastion of hope of pulling something.
They'll just
out.
Hold on to Deadpool with everything they got and just
yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Because you can't escape the fans with Deadpool.
No.
Like, Deadpool is such a huge bargaining chip.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like the fans created Deadpool, like, because he had no identity before. He was just, like, this mercenary whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, like, he kind of morphed and evolved, and, like, his personality traits grabbed his fans, responded to them, and like he formed this skin around how the fans reacted, you know. Yeah. And so he's almost the fans' character,
right?
They saw what happened when they tried to do the Fox thing and do their own thing in Wolverine Origins. Like, the backlash was incredible. It was, like, crazy. Right. And, like, Deadpool kind of, like, broke free and made a life of his own. And now, hopefully, this movie is going to show that.
Well, let's hope that Deadpool is a winner for Fox. Or let's hope that it's a tank. So that way, they'll just send it right back to Marvel.
No, I want to see Ryan Reynolds. I believe in him as Deadpool.
All right, you believe in him. Okay, that's good. At least someone
before
does.
He had his mouth sewn shut in Origins, he was like the best part of that movie.
Definitely.
That is true. Very good point. Very
where
true.
He killed everybody in that room with his swords.
Yeah.
That was great.
With no
awesome
mask.
Scene. Yeah.
With no uniform on. Whatever. No.
That's fine. He had the red and black.
Oh, that's fine for you now? You're the man who is...
This
the
is Fox. Trust me, I've made peace with...
All right.
I know I get angry when people start talking about Fox X-Men movies and if they're good, but...
All right. So you're at peace with it.
I'm at peace. And, you know, I can enjoy it for what it is.
Here's my suggestion, okay? If you're going to watch anybody wearing a suit this weekend, go watch Ant-Man again
if you've seen it.
Yeah, it's still in the theater. Go watch it again. Do that. That is a much better film and much more fun. That was one of the best movies of the summer.
Is Pixels better than Fantastic Four?
Yes.
It is.
It is. I cannot believe I'm saying this. It is. I'm going to tell you something right now. I think that Vacation for me is the worst film of the summer. And Fantastic Four is the second worst film of the summer.
I didn't see Vacation.
Yeah, well...
I listened to the interview with Ed Helm, and, you know, they were just talking about how great it is, but you can never trust those interviews, so...
It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. And don't even bother. don't even bother. But, yeah, if there is one movie that you want to not see this weekend, it's Fantastic Four. It's... absolutely horrendous. So let's talk about this upcoming week. Anything coming out this upcoming week or next Friday that we should be looking forward to? We're getting The Man from U.N.C.L.E. We're getting Straight Outta Compton, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's the one I was looking forward to.
Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton.
All right. My question is this. Is this a movie that we're going to watch on a Thursday night? Do we want to see The Man from U.N.C.L.E. on a Thursday night? Or a Straight Outta Compton on a Thursday night. I know Straight Outta Compton doesn't have anything to do with, you know.
Well, it's about popular culture. I mean, that music basically dominated our lives no matter where you grew up. It was just everywhere in the 90s.
Yes,
you know?
You're right.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you're our age, you have some kind of relationship with it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, so then these comic book nerds are going to go see Straight Outta Compton next week then.
Yeah.
All right. Cannot wait. We'll see how that goes. So that'll certainly be fun. I do want to see Man from U.N.C.L.E. now. Actually, my interest is a little piqued. I'd like to see what Guy Ritchie does with that franchise.
Guy Ritchie?
It doesn't look like it.
From the trailer.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. So that's why I'm very interested to see it now. Armie Hammer, the guy from Lone Ranger, Henry Cavill,
sure.
Superman fame, or Man of Steel fame, excuse me. So he'll be in that as well. So yeah, we get those two big movies of the weekend, and at least it's something to look forward to. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, boys, gentlemen, I don't know how to wrap this thing up, man, because I could look frustrated. I could go on more diatribes about how much I hated Fantastic Four. Just really go off on it. Like, it just... I can't even comprehend the awfulness of that movie.
Stay positive, Jim.
I guess.
Because as the person that paid for your ticket, I'm actually enjoying you being so flustered about it.
Wait, is this like when you take someone to dinner and all they do is complain about the food they're eating?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? No, but I'm having more entertainment out of watching you lose it than the movie itself.
I just don't understand why it's so bad. I just don't get it. That's the thing that
you stop asking after
you're right.
You just stay in your head, Fox, and you let it go. You let things be what they be.
Yeah, maybe you're absolutely right about that, because I am just so furious. Like, things that just didn't make sense. No one had any fun in the movie. No one felt like they were having... No one ever felt like... I never... And the other thing is that even though it was played fairly straight, Like, in Fantastic Four, I didn't feel like anyone was in peril, like, ever. Like, I didn't feel any drama. Like, I didn't feel like they were going to die.
Yeah, there wasn't any mortal danger except for all those innocent soldiers that kept having their heads exploded by Doom.
By Doom, right. And
that was a little, like, brutal.
It was very brutal, and funny enough, convenient that the guy who's the guy who was kept chewing gum without chewing gum the whole time was finally defeated. So yeah. it was really weird. And then the whole thing with them ending the way it did, like, we're just going to go back to being scientists. Like, okay.
Give us a building.
Yeah, right. It just was like, oh, whatever, man. I think I was done with that movie like halfway through. That's just, ugh. Anywho, sorry, I'm done on my diatribe. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add about Fantastic Four, or anything else for that matter, before we get out of here? Anything? We good? See, looks like format's already...
You're like... Well, we had the last episode of The Daily Show tonight, but
yes,
we only watched the beginning where they introduced all the guests.
Format, what about you? Anything?
No.
You good?
I guess so, yeah. there's nothing.
Are there any other movies coming out aside from Straight Outta Compton and
there Mad is from Uncle? And, the next week after that, but those are the only two big movies: is Straight Outta Compton and Mad from Uncle.
Anything superhero
esque? Well, let me consult
Jupiter Ascending.
Consult my calendar. We're getting a video game movie the week after.
Oh, Agent 47.
We're getting Hitman.
I wasn't 47. Too excited about that one.
Yeah, we are getting.
I didn't even realize Hitman was still a relevant game franchise.
Well, it is.
They keep trying.
It is a relevant game franchise. It's the movie that sucks. The one with Timothy Oliphant. But they're going to try it again with a new gentleman. It looks fairly good on the trailers, but
I don't know. Even from the trailers, he talks too much for me.
By the way, he does talk a lot.
Yeah, he's
a
quiet guy before, right?
He doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
In the game, he's
I only played the very first game, that's why.
Well,
that was a long time ago.
And maybe it's good that they give him a bit of character, I guess. That would help. That'd be helpful.
No. Because the original movie, they gave him character, and he just kept yapping and yapping and yapping.
Oh, that is true.
So, no.
But then again, it had a very horrible director attached to it, Xavier Gans, he stunk up that movie big time. But yeah, that's the only movie coming out the week after that. And then the week after that, there's a film called Z for Zachariah, which is based on
I read that book as a kid.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And they totally changed it up, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Remember it was one guy and one girl?
Yeah.
Now it's one girl and two dudes.
Sick fantasy of the execs. Right. Production agent.
Z for Zachariah is coming to theaters as well, and that's going to be the last film of the summer, pretty much, and we're into September, and then we're getting a lot of...
What a droll-ass summer.
Yeah.
This summer was so bad.
Well, we got Ant-Man.
We did. We got Ant-Man, we got the Avengers. We keep forgetting that we also got the Avengers.
Avengers, Lost World, I guess.
And Mission Impossible. Yeah, what else?
Jurassic World.
Yeah, Jurassic World, sorry. Which I was disappointed in, yeah.
You were disappointed in that?
I didn't like it that much. I gave it 2.5 stars. Wow. Not one of my faves this year.
Did you see one of the potential alternate offshoots for the sequels?
No.
Was Dino Soldiers, or either that or open source dino genetics, whereas other private labs get the technology and create dinosaurs.
What's stupid is that they should just go off of the storyline for the original. They should just be going to...
Well, that's too late for that already.
They should just be going to Isla Sorna, because that's where all of the other experiments are taking place. That would make sense to me. Secondly, I actually wouldn't mind seeing the whole cross DNA thing in Jurassic World, where it's cross DNA between a dinosaur and a human. That'd be kind of neat. They were going to do it for Jurassic World, and that never happened.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I think it'd be kind of cool. It'd be a fun little take on the monster movie thing, but I don't think that's ever going to happen, because first thing people are going to go...
That would be a shark you can't unjump.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can't go back and be like, just kidding, we're only dinosaurs in a park.
Right. You can't unring that bell.
That's it, yeah.
You can't unring that bell. You're absolutely right. So, well, listen...
Once you go dino human soldier, that's the franchise.
So it would have been like Planet of the Apes, but dinos?
No, it would have been more like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, Goomba-looking super soldiers.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, but I would have been down for that, to be honest with you, so...
I kind of would, but, like, maybe get a few of these park terror disaster movies out of the way.
Well, I'd say...
Maybe one or two more before we get into the super soldiers.
We'll see. Well, we do have 2016 coming up. It looks like it's going to be a big year for movies. And we're also forgetting that this winter we're also getting
Force Awakens.
Fall. We're getting The Force Awakens. We're getting Star Wars. So that's going to be a big movie, without a doubt.
Yes.
And we'll be talking about that and getting more information on that as well. So, by the way, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch, ladies and gentlemen, if you do. I got a lot of stories up there right now. There's a ton of stuff happening that I had put up. Josh Trank's awful Twitter feed that he had put up. Also, things about Bad Boys 3 and 4 being confirmed by Sony.
With Will Smith and
Martin Lawrence.
Wow.
Yep, that's happening. Also, Sony confirming we're finally going to see the Dark Tower on the big screen. That has been in gestation for a long time.
Okay.
That, of course, if you don't know, you should know. The Gunslinger, the Dark Tower, Stephen King. You should definitely know what that is. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We talk about games, too. World of Warcraft announced another expansion. Another expansion! And they're adding another class. So there's a lot of stuff going on in movies and gaming world right now. Demon Hunters, right?
Demon Hunters, the max level, the cap is being raised to 110. There's a new honor system. Artifact weapons that can be upgraded. So much new stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Shattered Isles.
Look at that, man. It is insane. There's a ton of stuff happening.
Yeah, I've already gotten multiple texts from friends that have given up the game cursing Blizzard's name as to why they keep coming back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be pretty big.
A lot of fun.
So, stuff. I know last week people were grumbling that, the subscriber base dropped to an all-time low of 5.4 million. they're all coming back. So
yeah, they are. Give props to Professor Barry. He has a looking back article on the Fantastic Four from 2005.
Oh really?
Yes, he's a
beast when it comes to reviews.
He did something on the Goonies.
Yeah, he also has a looking back article on Rambo: First Blood Part 2, which is the best one ever.
Just like,
and just to let you know, I finally got around to posting it. Our commentary from July is finally posted on the Nerd Watch. You can check it out. Our commentary for Demolition Man is on there.
Only now.
What? there's a lot of stuff going on, and
I thought that was out like
ages ago. Unfortunately, it was not. So it's on there now, ladies and gentlemen. You can check it out. You can also follow us at facebook.com/nerdwatch.
The August one.
You can also follow us at Nerdwatch Nation on Twitter, and you can also follow us on Instagram at @the_nerdwatch. Finally, using that thing, trying to at least, and doing it right, as it were. Today, by the way, speaking of Instagram and Facebook and stuff, I work for Maui Watch, Format does as well. I do food reviews. So I thought I'd just mention that I do food reviews for Maui Watch sometimes. We call it Fat Versus Food, PHAT. today I did a challenge from Tante's. They have a quad loco moco challenge.
Wow.
And I did the challenge today. It's a challenge that requires you to consume within 45 minutes 8 eggs, 4 1-pound patties, hamburger patties.
1 pound patties each?
Yeah. 4, and then 8 scoops of rice.
Oh.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
Well, if you'd like to know.
A bucket of gravy.
It's swimming in gravy. If you'd like to know how I did, you can go to our Big Fat Nation Facebook page, facebook.com/BigFatNation. It's on there.
I love food challenges, man. I'm like.
Whether I win or lose. Man. It's on there as well. You're going to have to see for yourself. It's really, really fun.
I'm rooting for you.
All right. Well, good. Anyway, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you do, bringing this back to center, Fantastic Four is a film that you can miss. Absolutely miss. Don't even bother. Take it from me and Format. Alika is just being nice. He's being nice here. Fantastic Four is a waste of your time. It is a waste of your life. Do not bother. Am I exaggerating?
No.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Just making sure I'm not exaggerating. Alika, Thank you for being here, sir. We certainly appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been down here, Maui Comics and Collectibles, every Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. He's got new comics every Wednesday that you can definitely take a look at. He fixes up the walls every week, puts up new comics. You have to check them out. Yeah, we were here for
Sorry, I just had this visual that the walls are falling down and Alika's fixing them every week.
Every week.
I don't know what's going on with these
walls. He's spackling every now
and
then.
He's changing up the wall old comics, as it were, every week. So you check him out if you're down in town at 333 Dairy Road, Maui Comics and Collectibles, New Comic Book Wednesday. And even after New Comic Book Wednesday, he's got stuff laying around.
We got the last issue of Fables finally. People have been waiting for that.
Oh, nice.
The reason it took so long is it's actually a trade paperback. So.
That's a good series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Fables a very acclaimed series. They wanted to wrap it up, give it some dignity.
Somebody already bought the rights to that, I believe. A movie studio already bought the rights to it.
Fox.
I mean, I probably would have rather have seen Fables than all of this other fairy tale stuff that they're doing, like Into the Woods and whatever.
Oh, yeah, and all that garbage. Yeah, I agree with you.
Fables probably would have been a lot better.
I want to send a big shout out to Gannon as well, who could not attend tonight's podcast.
Yeah, Silent Sean, who came anyway.
Silent Sean in the house. Silent He's in Sean. The house.
Shut up.
He came to the movies too. Wouldn't stop talking either. So big shout out to Gannon as well, who couldn't make it, but he'll be here hopefully next week Tuesday as well. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And whatever you do, do not watch Fantastic Four ever.
Until they make a good one.
That's right. So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we say to you, Aloha! Don't watch Fantastic Four!